أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا صدق الله العظيم الله تبارك وتعالى says وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه that every insan, every human being, we will place around his neck his ta'ira. Ta'ira here refers to the book of deeds of each and every individual. In actual fact, ta'ira refers to a bird. And the Arabs would have a way of their omens, that if they wanted to undertake a journey or do anything, then they would watch the bird in which direction it flies. If it flies from the left to the right, then that would be regarded as a good omen. And if it flies from the right to the left, then that will be regarded as a bad omen. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses this word, Ta'ira, for the book of deeds, that like how they decided whether it is going to be right or left, and hence Allah uses this book of deeds, because the book of deeds are going to be given either in the right hand or in the left hand. If it's the left hand, it will be behind the back of a person, and in this way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that how you use that bird to make decisions of good and bad. Here we will use this word ta'ira for the decisions of Jannah and Jahannam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala safeguard us. But the truth and the reality is that in various ayats of the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the books of deeds, that whatever we do in this world is recorded. When a person dies, those records are filed away. And then on the day of Qiyamah, when a person resurrects, initially the book of deeds will be placed around the neck of a person, and then it will be given either in the right hand or in the left hand. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi has narrated that there will be some believers that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give them the books of deeds in their right hand, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, like how it comes in the next ayah, iqra kitabak, now read your book of deeds. So the person will begin to read first his sayyi'at, his ill deeds, and every ill deed that was committed, of course tawbah was not made, will be in that. And then Allah, for certain individuals, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then have inscribed, when that person completed all the ill deeds, Allah Ta'ala will write there or have it written that certainly we have forgiven you. And then he will read his hasanat, his good deeds. And after he reads his good deeds, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make the decision of Jannah. So hence here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about this concept, this aqidah of ours, this belief of ours, that whatever we do, all of it is written. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا Allah Ta'ala says, and on the day of Qiyamah, we will extract for him, for that person, a kitab, that is the book of deeds, يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا which will be given to him, which will be casted upon him, manshura, that will be open, iqra kitabak, then it will be said to the person, read your book of deeds, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba, that you today is sufficient to take an account of your own self. In other words, all of it is written, a person will see all of it. In one narration, a person will read and he will read in his good deeds. And he will find that there are certain good deeds that he will obviously remember, but they are not included in it. And then he will present an argument to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will then say to him that you remember on a certain occasion you had done wrong to someone, you had oppressed someone, you had spoken ill about someone, so those deeds have been taken and transferred already into the account of those individuals. مَنِ اِحْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَحْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ Allah Ta'ala says that in this dunya, whoever takes the guidance, accepts the guidance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then he has accepted that guidance in for his own benefit. In other words, it will be of assistance. What is this guidance, that tawfiq that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants, that heart that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opens, and وَمَنْ ضَلَّ Then whoever deviates, he does not accept the guidance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then he has deviated to his own detriment. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that no bearer, no carrier of any load will carry the load of someone else. No one will take on the burden of someone else. Every person will be responsible for his own self. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا And certainly we had not punished any nation. And of course it is not befitting for us to punish any nation until we had sent a Rasul, we had sent a Nabi, and we will see Islamic history bears testimony to the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first sent Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. They delivered the message of Allah for years and years. The people disbelieved, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would destroy, would destruct those nations. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله